America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you hanging in those nooks and crannies out there, America? Did you make it through the week? Oh, I hope you did. And guess what? By the end of the week, we're looking at December. Can you believe it? Getting closer and closer to the holidays. In fact, really, we are in the middle of the holidays. Over the weekend, maybe some of you will be not only out there trying to get some last-minute things out on trees, ornaments or lights, that kind of thing, doing some shopping and whatnot, doing the cookie thing maybe, or eating the cookies. Perhaps you'll be paying attention to some of the things when we do our re-rack coming back over the weekend of things that happened this past week. It was a big week, certainly, for the fiscal cliff. Not. What happened to all those lame ducks? They just can't seem to get it together with the tax revenue. The negotiating process just keeps falling flat, and the Democrats and the Republicans, most importantly, do not agree on how to handle this thing. Kindergartners would have a better chance to solve it. Take a listen to Nancy Pelosi.
You can't get hit there from here in terms of deficit reduction and fiscal soundness without having revenues be on the table. It's hard to negotiate with someone who doesn't want anything. What they want are tax cuts for the wealthiest people in the country, and they will hold middle-income tax cuts hostage to that. Well, that's not negotiation. That's hostage taking.
Sorry, Nancy, the lame ducks don't even like you. Oh, it's time for a break. It's time for a re-rack from all that ails us. Unfortunately, so much will happen as we come back from that break, and it's looking like there's not going to be any kind of an agreement. There was an agreement at the UN, one that Israel is furious over and the United States isn't too happy about. The UN endorsed an upgraded status for the Palestinian Authority, despite all the pressure and opposition from the U.S. and, you got it, Israel. So what does that mean? It means that they are now moved from a non-member observer state to some new leverage by being a observer state. So it is new leverage. What will change? What ultimately will change? You know, $500 million in U.S. aid is at the middle of this. Why is it every time I see U.S. somewhere and some other country, we got a big fat figure attached to it? Boy, everybody wants to attack the United States, but they sure want our money at any moment in time. And how much money are we talking about? Well, $500 million on top of $100 million in monthly tax revenues Israel's threatening to withhold. That's what it means. So the new status falls short of triggering U.S. legislation that would cut all U.S. aid to the Palestinian Authority and any programs in that territory, as well as any kind of financial gain or aid to any other groups that recognize the area as a state, do the recognition thing that the Palestinian people are celebrating. That's because the non-member designation falls short of being a full member state, which would give them full voting rights, get it, in the UN General Assembly. The United States is so opposed to member state status for them, for the Palestinians, that doesn't stem from a peace deal from Israel, because Israel is, of course, furious. So now what does this mean? You're a taxpayer, I'm a taxpayer. So imagine the money that I just said. Congress isn't mandated to cut U.S. aid. That doesn't mean it won't. Some senators are already proposing some language to the National Defense Authorization Act to cut assistance to the Palestinians by 50% and U.S. fees to the United Nations by the same amount, should the effort by the Palestinians to gain recognition as a non-member observer state succeed, which did. It would also cut 20% of USAID to any country voting to approve such a move. Wow. And that threat was repeated on Thursday morning, but late into the day when this all unfolded, nothing became of it. I think there will be a big push to have this happen. I think Congress will still try to kick this in and take some of that money out. So the senators want to cut the aid to the Palestinians for this UN thing and not support it, obviously. But you think of the Palestinians, and from my perspective, they've had shovels in their hand for a long time, and they've been getting into deep trouble and holes for many, 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 many decades. So wouldn't this money that's flowing to them from us eventually stop? Doesn't it seem like it? I think that it should stop. How is money to the Palestinians beneficial to us and to Israel? Now, I wonder why we don't have any money. Now, I wonder why we're defective in the financial category, even though we have brilliant economists here in the United States. We are sending money to so many people, we can't afford it any longer. We're carrying the world on our back, and I get it. That's why we're one of the most powerful nations in the land. But what a mistake, I think, to mess around with this territory, and we've been doing it for far too long. Coming up in this Hour of America tonight, Mike Bonaccorsi, getting you retirement ready. Doesn't matter if you're 20, 30, or 40, or beyond that. There are some little simple things you should know that you can do that might end up netting you much more money in those 401ks and IRAs and all that kind of stuff. It's a good time to talk to Mike because we're getting closer and closer to the tail end of the year where you have to have it together for your taxes. So Mike Bonaccorsi, plus coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to take you to the movies. There are a couple of new films out, like, Killing Them Softly, The Collection, The California Solo, and my favorite is still at the theater, Skyfall, the new James Bond flick. If you haven't been to the movies in a while, the holiday time is when some of the good movies are still out or some of them are released, just like the summertime. This is the biggest piece of months strung together that equal usually lots of ticket sales because people have off and kids have off and they're going to movies. They're going to the theater. They're getting dropped off. They're going with their parents if their parents can stomach some of what they want to watch. And we'll do a review on some of those flicks. But I'd say I'd put Argo on the list. I'd put Skyfall on the list. And then some of the others that we've talked about the last couple of weeks, I would frankly wait for the rentals. Because when you can rent something for a couple of bucks versus seeing it on the big screen, if you're going to go to the big screen and you're going to spend $8, $9, it's got to be a movie that's worth it. I think Skyfall is. I think Argo is. And I could point out a couple more throughout the year. In fact, we'll do a re-rack as we're at the end of the year with some of the biggest movies that happened in the beginning, in March, in May, in April, and then into the to summer in the home stretch where we are right now. It could be interesting to handicap those Oscars. Certainly we'll do that in our year-end pieces as well. Coming up, we're taking you to the movies. Stay with us.
Yeah, baby!
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
It's not a journey. Every journey ends, but we go on. The world turns and we turn with it. Plans disappear. Dreams take over. But wherever I go, there you are. My luck, my fate, my fortune. Chanel number 5. Inevitable.
We can't bust the chops of Brad Pitt enough for that lame commercial spot. He didn't need the money. What was he thinking when he did that? Brad, come on. Usually you're smarter than that. You've made some pretty decent movies over the years. I can think of a few. I even liked Ocean's 11. We're not talking about Brad Pitt from the commercial side. We're talking about Brad Pitt this time around from the movie side. Has he made another good film? Will this movie live up to some of its hype? Or will it just die and wither away until it becomes Redbox material? Could be Redbox material, but I'm thinking there'll be an audience, maybe a sleeper audience. I don't think it's going to challenge any of the big pictures, but there's going to be a curiosity anyway. You might have seen little snippets of it. We're going to let you hear one here. It's called Killing Them Softly.
What's the problem? Mark Trackman's game was hit a couple of nights ago.
When the mob has a problem, he's the solution.
He's got to be hit.
Goes up like a bonfire. I love it.
I don't know who you are.
Very few guys do.
Your boy's a little overboard.
You want me to do a double? I got the shotgun to the trunk.
You know they're going to kill you.
Don't make me laugh.
Killing Them Softly. Rated R, November 30th.
Anything that's got some Johnny Cash in it can't be all that bad. The clips don't tell you much. We just know that there's lots of shooting in it. And obviously, we're talking about assassination-type stuff. the movie has an interesting name based on what Brad Pitt's doing. James Gandolfini is also in this movie, and you remember him as Tony Soprano. So Brad Pitt gets on the wrong side of the law that in this movie. He plays Jackie Kogan, a mafia fixer. He's got to do the tough justice thing, but then the tables turn. Could be fun. I think this is a Redbox film, or if you really, really are into Brad Pitt and James Gandolfini, maybe you go out and check it out ahead of time, and it might make a difference on the big screen. All right, our next one, I think a lot of young people will be interested in for sure. If you like Scary Scary, you might like this one. It's called The Collection.
To save his family.
You're the only person to see the inside of this hotel and live.
One man will re-enter.
I'll help you find this guy. If he touches you, he's going to make you wish you were dead.
The world of a psychopath. From the twisted writers of Saw.
He's picking us off all over my life.
Rated R, November 30th.
All right, so basically the premise here is Elena's buddies, her friends, nice friends, take her to a secret party at an undisclosed location. Oh, that's a problem. She never thought she'd become the latest victim of who? The Collector. He is collecting pretty girls, perhaps, scaring them. Oh, yeah. And this has the makings of young girls, young boys, teenagers, that kind of thing. Probably does okay at the box office for that genre anyway. If somebody's, you know, if you're into the spooky thing, if you're into the being scared, then this is the movie for you. It is R. It is a horror movie. It is a thriller all combined. And the clips that I saw and the clip you just heard actually made it look kind of interesting. Josh Stewart, you might recognize him, is in the movie. And there's some other faces, if you go, you'll see and you'll say, I know that guy.
It's a traps movie.
I love it. And Charles in Charge is taking his daughter to see it. Is that right?
No, not my daughter. Are you kidding?
Your wife.
No, I'm taking my mom.
Your mom!
Funny story about that. When I was 8, she took me to see Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ah, Nightmare on Elm Street. If you're a kid, that would be so scary, Nightmare on Elm Street. No?
It wasn't scary.
The first scary movie I ever went to see, and some night we'll talk about this on the show, but it was called What's the Matter with Helen? And it was a remake, and it was on the big screen, and it was a crazy, psychotic movie with Debbie Reynolds and Shelley Winters. My cousin took me. It was a redo. I don't know when it was made. It's an older film, but it was like a special Saturday showing. So, of course, I didn't know anything about it. But I know in the end, I thought it was pretty scary. There was a lot of that jump at you kind of stuff in that one. And that's what I hate. I think it's good for the movie, but I hate sitting there in that suspense, not knowing if something's going to pop out of you. That's why I never liked fun houses, because of the people and the mirrors and the things that they would do. They would come out after you. All right, here's another movie that is out called California Solo, and here's what this sounds like.
Big deal back in the day?
I was a guitar player in a big deal band.
Ancient history, right?
All right, Bo.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. Paul Laughlin, you're both musicians.
Oh, yeah, what do you play?
I'm a DJ.
Right. Two shots, please.
How are we doing tonight, sir?
Out of car, please.
Irish.
Excuse me, I am from Scotland.
M-D-U-I.
I thought you were smarter than that.
I'm with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I need you to come with me.
Marital status?
Divorced.
Any children?
Yeah, daughter.
The case was referred to this division to initiate removal proceedings.
Hi, is that Catherine?
Yeah.
Is you know who?
Okay, look, I've had some problems with immigration. The only way I'm going to be able to stay in the country is if I can prove that I'm worth something to someone who's a citizen here.
It's really good to see you again. Do you remember me?
welcome.
Just so you know, nothing is going to happen tonight.
All right, so 1 hour, 34 minutes, a British rocker. He's got this existence in a farm just outside of Los Angeles. He works on an organic farm, and he travels to the city and does his rock thing. So he's doing the dual life. Sounds pretty good. You make big money when you're a rocker. As Charles in Charge knows, he's a musician. His wife has a beautiful voice. You guys are living in that palace in Minneapolis.
Yeah, this is just my, you know, day job.
Everybody needs a day job. Everybody needs a fantasy, cool, passion job and a day job, too. You know the old saying about don't quit your day job. Okay, there's other things that are still in the theaters that would be, I think, good movies to see with kids, like Hotel Transylvania would be one. Frankenweenie would be another one. That could be pretty cool. For adults, Alex Cross, if you're into the whole Alex Cross thing, or Cloud Atlas would be another one. That's about past lives.
Wreck-It Ralph was good.
Wreck-It Ralph. So you'd recommend that even for adults, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph. I like the premise, the whole video game machine. Get it? Tired of being the same thing over and over again. There's parallels, I think, to real life. And Wreck-It Ralph is doing okay at the box office. There are some, definitely this year, there were some interesting movies. It'll be fun to re-rack and talk about the best movies of the year. Oscar-wise, I think it's tough. It's going to be tough to pick out some of the performances. Daniel Day-Lewis and Lincoln might be one of them. Lincoln is another movie that's out. It's a long one, 2 hours and 30 minutes. Skyfall is a long one, too, 2 hours and 23 minutes. I can't get enough of Skyfall. I love Skyfall. I like Daniel Craig. I like Judi Dench. I like Javier Bardem. I like Ralph Fiennes. I love it. And you will love it. If you're a Bond fan, it's a must. If you're kind of on the fence, not really into the Bond thing, I think if you go and see it, you'll dig it, without a doubt. And if you don't like Skyfall, maybe vampires, that might be your thing. So the Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2, most likely a teenage thing. 1 hour, 56 minutes. And this is Bella Swan and Edward Cullen, and the two of them hooking up, blah, blah, blah. Stephanie Meyer's best-selling series that was then turned into these mega-successful films that sent young girls into fainting spells at theaters across the country. Hang with us. So much more to come here on America Tonight. You don't want to miss it.
I'll hazard I can do more damage on my laptop sitting in my pajamas before my first cup of Earl Grey than you can do in a year in the field.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger. To eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus, Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Tonight, and boy, are you talking more than tweeting. If you have anything you want to tell us here on American Tight, remember, just let it fly. Go ahead and vent. Send it to us at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in, just like that. We got this one from Vince in Vermont. Vince says, Kate, did you check out what happened earlier in the day with that soldier who got taken down thanks to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks? What do you think? His first comment since he was arrested in Iraq. Okay, let me re-rack that WV. The re-rack is this, Vince, that Bradley Manning is who you're talking about. And I always thought that Manning was such a patsy in this because he gave Julian Assange all those documents. He is a U.S., or was a U.S. Army private. I guess he still is, but he was court-martialed, or is going to be court-martialed, on suspicion of leaking those secret docs to the WikiLeaks website. He says he was confined to a cage. This was one of his public comments, because he testified. He said he was confined to a cage after he was arrested in 2010, and he said he thought he was going to die there. It led to a breakdown. He felt isolated, and he was on suicide watch and all that kind of stuff. That's how he described it. And this is what's so sad about Manning, is he is just a low-ranking military personnel, right? A low-ranking soldier. And now he'll probably get life in prison if he's convicted of those charges that he was a huge part of the massive leaking of the secrets by that website, WikiLeaks, which stunned governments all over the place by publishing intelligence documents and diplomatic cables, most of them state secrets. So I'll call it secrets because they remember there were people listed who were aiding our guys in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Even there was stuff listed there. So they're trying to do a plea deal, and if he gets the plea deal, he would get a prison term of like maybe 16 years. He says when he was detained in Kuwait, he didn't really know why he was being detained. Thus the cage, which was, 8 feet square inside a tent. And that's when he says he had the breakdown and all that stuff. And this is what he testified to at his court-martial hearing. He will go down. I can't imagine he won't go down because they can trace everything, that all the documents through Manning, but he's the patsy in this because Julian Assange gets what he wants. WikiLeaks explodes. The secrets of, the State Department are out there for everybody to see, and he's done. He's done. So, they're talking about what's happened in the past with Assange. And yet there are still not any criminal charges against him. They're not necessarily ruling it out, but there's no criminal charges. So who's the bad guy here? Is Assange a bad guy, or is he a smart guy because he reveals some of what people don't realize is happening? Or is he the guy who uses the low-level private to get what he wants and then, so sad. He has spoken about him and saying it's unfair that this is going on, but that's convenient at this point because Assange could no longer get Manning out of trouble than I could possibly think of a great analogy to give you. Exactly. I'm short on analogies, but it's true. You can't even think of one because there's no way that happens here. And WikiLeaks never confirmed Manning, by the way, was the source of the documents it released, but it was obvious because they had him, dead to rights by looking at his computer. And some people think that he is a traitor with a capital T, and he deserves to be given the death penalty. But I don't think the death penalty. He did betray the country. He did. I'm sorry. He embarrassed the government. And that's the bottom line. So you embarrass the government that way with a document dump, then, they're going to nail you. So I think put it away. Throw away the key. He's done. There's no question about it. As we move on to this one from Kenny out of the D.C. area, because he says, hey, I know you come to Washington sometimes. I got a great restaurant for you. Next time that you come here, announce it on the air, and I will tell you about the restaurant. Until then, I have to ask you the question about who's going to jump in to fill Clinton's shoes. Do you think it really will be Kerry, or does somebody else end up getting that job? Because that's obviously pretty important. Well, the guy they want, I think the White House wants, is John Kerry. And John Kerry, frankly, wants to do it. There's no question Susan Rice is toast, done, out of here, DOA. She's not going to get it. there was this speculation that it would be her. She wanted it, and he would go up against her. But, you know, you have Carrie, you have Susan Rice. Who do you think is going to get confirmed? It's going to be Carrie. And Rice has a really close relationship with President Obama, but there's no doubt she is completely on the outs with the people that she needs to be in with when they ultimately decide, when they have a confirmation hearing on who should be in. She's not going to be the next Secretary of State. No way. If I were a betting person, I would take that bet any day of the week that Kerry will be the guy. I mean, look, he did a couple tours in Vietnam. He won a Silver Star, Purple Hearts, all that kind of stuff. I mean, he was a critic of the war, but he still is somebody who can reach across the aisle. There are lots of Republicans who do like Kerry. He's been around for a long time. No-brainer, it's him. All right, this one from Bruce, who says, "Hello, America, tonight, digging the show." Sweet. But Bruce goes on to say, "Not digging $1.6 trillion in tax increases. What is this president, nuts? Shoot us all now. How can we afford to pay $1.6 trillion in new tax revenue? It doesn't make any sense. Why go in this direction? There are smarter people who can manipulate these numbers and figure it out and get them down a lot smaller than that." Well, you know, this is the problem. Scare people, give them a few little morsels, throw it out there, convince them that, you know, if we don't do this, if we don't lift the debt ceiling, if we don't figure out a way to pump more money in there, then we don't get more revenue, then we're all stuck. We're all ultimately going to be on the hook because it's going to swing us into a recession. I say let's get some fresh ideas in there on the math side of things. Come on. Can they add? No, exactly. They're not going to get the deal. So here's the deal. If they don't come up with something, and they've been wrangling with this for over a year and a half, then you're going to have the automatic across-the-board spending cuts. That's a sequester from striking, well, it would hit the economy in January. You look at the long-term joblessness. You look at the cuts to Medicare payments and docs and underwater mortgages. It's nothing but bleak. Let me tell you, it's nothing but bleak. This one from Pedro, who is listening to us in the great state of Texas. "Ms. Delaney, are you aware that George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized? Do you know why he was hospitalized?" Well, because apparently he had a cough he could not shake. So he's been in and out of hospitals lately because of bronchitis. He's got a bad bout of bronchitis. And that led them to taking him to the hospital because for fear that maybe there was more to it. He's in stable condition. They think he's going to be released by the weekend. He's been in hospital care for a week, and they said it was never life-threatening. But they wanted to prevent the bronchitis from getting any worse. Because, you know, the possibility of pneumonia at that age is so scary and so dangerous. And I think that's the reason, certainly one of the reasons why they put him in the hospital for that long of a time. As it flared up over the holiday weekend, they didn't want to take a chance that it could get much worse. And, of course, as a former president, They want to keep every treasure alive that you possibly can, and they're not going to let him catch pneumonia. So lots of people visiting him, by the way, including his son, W, and his wife, the former First Lady Laura Bush. They went to see him over the weekend, taking that plane from Dallas to Houston, because Houston is where Bush 1 is right now. Remember, you can always hit us up at americatonight.net.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Too late to get retirement ready. That's the name of Mike Bonacorsi's book, in fact, Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. And it always amazes me how so many of us are just not prepared for the future. And I don't care if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, you know, people are very unaware of what they have in accounts often. And the idea, and Michael's been coming on with us now for a while, is to help you get retirement ready. This guy has credentials out the wazoo, plus he's a runner, so we like him for that, right? The guy, his stamina, definitely. So, Michael, a lot of people emailed me some questions this time around, and I wanted to rifle through a few of those, plus ask you this about, this is very confusing to a lot of people, and this has happened to me. I worked at CBS and NBC, and I was confused when I got my handbook, my employee handbook, where they talked about two retirement plans and a defined contribution and a defined benefit. What are the differences? I wish I had you to ask that question to, because nobody could really seem to give me a clear-cut answer. I was an anchorwoman, and I was supposed to be on the set, and I'm telling you, I was digging around right and left to find the answer to it. So what is the answer to that?
Yeah, you know, it's really a question that I hear all the time, Kate. It is confusing. And most people still question it as they go on. The basic difference is this, is the defined benefit plan is what we used to know as the pension plan, where the company made a contribution to a retirement plan on your behalf where they guaranteed you a benefit at retirement. They guaranteed you $2,000 a month, say, at retirement. That was a defined benefit plan. The benefit was defined, and it was up to the company to fund the plan to make sure that that money was there when you retire. The defined contribution plan is the flip side of that. That's the 401k plans that we're all familiar with now, where there's no guarantee of a benefit at retirement. So therefore, it's the contribution that is defined. You tell them how much money you want to contribute to the plan with no guarantee of benefit at the end. So there are two different types of plans out there. You know, the defined benefit plan has been slipping away over the years, being replaced by the defined contribution plan is the 401k. In this case, the employee is taking a bigger share of the responsibility for their retirement, making the bigger contribution. It's the money that's coming. It's their money that's coming out. Versus the other plan, the defined contribution plan, the defined benefit plan, where the employer made the full contribution, and there was little responsibility of the employee for those plans.
Yeah, I think that's a great explanation. The other thing that that happened to me too, as well, I love it when there's personal examples, is what was I going to do when I left a company where I had a 401k, and so I leave the job, and stupidly I wasted 2 years because I didn't roll it into anything and control it myself. But I got financially wise, Michael, and again, there was no Mike Bonacorsi in my life at that point. So tell people, what do you do? What's one of the things you have to think about when you leave a job? You might have been there 10 years, 15 years, 7 years. It doesn't matter. You've built something up in a 401k. So what do you do next?
Absolutely. If you have a 401k, you have a couple of options that are available to when you leave the job. Number one is you can leave the plan where it is. If the employer allows it, you can just leave the plan there. Manage it within whatever menu of funds they allow within the plan, and keep it there. You can't contribute to it. You can't borrow from it. But basically, you can just keep it right where it is and manage the funds there. This can be a little difficult because there's usually a limited menu of investment options available in the 401k. So you really don't have a lot of control as to how your money is invested. The second option is you can roll it over into an IRA. Now, the advantage of doing this is by rolling it over into an IRA, it's a tax-free rollover. There's no tax liability to do that. And once you put it into the IRA, you have a much, much bigger universe of options available to you as far as managing your money, whether you do it yourself or you do it through a financial advisor like myself. The IRA, basically anything out there can be used within the IRA wrapper. So you can invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, commodities. Yeah, almost anything that's traded, there's a very, very limited list. Things like collectibles that cannot be held in an IRA. But for the most part, almost anything out there can be traded within an IRA wrapper. So you have a much, much bigger universe, a lot more control over how your money is invested, and you can really pick and choose where you want it. And then the third option is that if your plan is still at the employer and you've retired and you're happy with where it is, you can choose to, if it's offered, there may be a choice to annuitize the amount that you have in there and receive a lifetime benefit for yourself or a lifetime benefit for yourself and a survivor.
All right, great info. Also, along those same lines, you have a pension at work, of course. That's if you have a pension these days. We know there are some people that still do have them. Sadly, they're not as prevalent, I think, for the next generations coming up. But if you have a pension at work, what is the option, or what are the options, I guess, when you actually decide you're going to retire?
Yeah. And pensions nowadays actually have more options. But the options were limited for a long time. Basically, the only option you had for a while was to annuitize the amount and either take a payout option over your single life expectancy or one of the payout options allowing for yourself and a survivor. Now, however, a lot of the pension plans are allowing the employees to do a rollover themselves. So they can actually roll over the amount, the present value of the pension and roll it into an IRA just like you would with a 401k.
All right. We got a couple of questions, too, Mike. As I said, we have one here from Sarah and one from Jake on the same thing. They're 20-somethings, which is great that they're listening to you when you come on America Tonight. And both had questions that were similar. So let me tell you what they asked. They asked, in trying to decide whether to contribute to a company plan, a 401k, if they're younger, if they're 25, 27, which was their ages, should they just wait and take that extra money in the check, or no, should they start a 401k? I'm going to tell you, I think you should start the 401k. What do you say, Mike?
I agree with you 100%. The earlier you start, the longer money has the ability to grow over a longer period of time. It will grow to a larger amount versus waiting until later age. There's a big difference between starting to save for retirement at 20. Say you started at age 25 and you stopped contributing at age 40 versus starting to save at age 50 and stopping at age 60. There's a huge difference there in the amount of money that it will, the way your money will grow over time. So I would definitely suggest that they start contributing to those 401ks at work right away. The other thing they got to consider is that if their employer matches, they're leaving money on the table.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think, too.
You know, and that's another big thing. They could be leaving 1, 2, 3%, depending on how their employer matches it. They could be walking away from money in their pocket.
Yeah.
By doing that. So if they can afford to contribute to an IRA, I mean, to their 401k, I would suggest that they do it up to the employer's match anyway.
All right, one last one. Teddy asks, what's the maximum amount I can dump into an IRA these days? Tax deductible.
IRA for this year is $5,000. He's over 50. He can add another $1,000 for 2012.
Wow. So if he's over 50, great.
Yeah, if he's over 50, he can add another $1,000. That's the traditional and the Roth. And if he's under 50, he can only put $5,000, but $6,000 if he's over 50.
So 50 or over, $6,000.
50 or over, you can add, yeah, you're allowed an extra $1,000.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, this still is great incentive for people because right now, anyway, it's a deduction.
You may be able to get a deduction. Not everybody qualifies for deduction. For a deduction in a traditional IRA. It depends on what your income level is and whether or not you or your spouse is an active participant in a plan. But anybody can contribute to an IRA as whether it's deductible. And that's something you should check with your financial advisor or your tax person because rather than adding money to an IRA, it might make more sense just to up the contribution to your 401k.
Yeah. Mike Bonacorsi, thanks so much. Somebody will be getting me a book, Retirement Readiness. Stay tuned for details on that. Thanks, Michael. My medication.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.